Right now, it's time to bring in Tornado Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, I heard.
The National
F1.
The National Weather Service, the tornado in Kent came in at EF0, okay? It had maximum winds at 85 miles an hour. Now, just before that, that storm, when it was in New York State, produced a tornado in Amenia, New York. That was an EF1, and that had peak winds at 100 miles an hour. Both those tornadoes stayed on the ground about 0.6 miles, so a little over a half a mile on the ground each one.
Pretty incredible. And for Connecticut, it was the earliest tornado on record.
And we had the two last year. I mean, I had my brother call me, who was in South Carolina, and I had a friend who lives out in the Midwest. My friend out in the Midwest said to me, "What are you, becoming the new Tornado Alley?" So I said, "No, we're kind of like the duck pin bowling compared to the real bowling." But, there's no doubt about it. We get more severe weather here than we normally get. There's no doubt about it.
Well, again, there's the expression, you know, the extremes are now the norm.
Yeah.
That's really what it's becoming, unfortunately. And, everything is earlier and everything is more intense.
Yeah.
And that was a very strong cold front. And we had depicted the possibility of gusty to severe storms. And that the main thing about it is that we were able to at least forewarn the public a day in advance, if not, a morning in advance.
Well, even that morning, you predicted the severe weather would hit our immediate tri-state area between 2 and 3, and right. That's exactly when that thunderstorm came through the area. I think it was about 2:20 in Amenia and about 2:35 in Kent.
Yeah, again, the art of forecasting is definitely getting better and better and better. There are, you just can't predict where a tornado will hit. But you could, signal an area and say weather is severe in this area at such and such a time, and then, see what happens. Again, remember what I have always told you. When they issue a severe thunderstorm watch or a tornado watch, it means that 10% of the area could be affected. 10%. Yeah. That means 90% of the area would not get anything severe. So, it's kind of a large cone, just like with the hurricanes. You know, and they issue that cone, and they just don't know exactly where it's going. But you can't concentrate on the actual track. You have to concentrate on the cone. It can go anywhere from one end to the other end. And talking about hurricanes, the National Weather Service will start hurricane season this year on May 15th as opposed to June 1st because they do see activity that will be ramping up, and they think it is going to be an early season.
Yes.
So put that in your pipe and smoke.
Do they have the names all set up already?
The names are all set up, yep. Yep. They're not going to be using the Greek alphabet if they have to go through the first, the American alphabet.
Yeah.
I don't know. They probably have another list of names that they're going to be using. So, but they're not going to the Greek alphabet. So that's a good thing. Well, what are we worried about this weekend? We don't see severe weather, but we see wet weather.
Sunday now, looks like Sunday afternoon is going to be crummy.
Sunday afternoon will improve.
Oh, well?
It will begin to improve, yeah. So we'll have a partly sunny, breezy day today. It won't be as windy as yesterday. In the low 60s. Tonight, clear, 35 to 40. Sun, clouds, 65 to 70 Saturday. Rain comes in after midnight on Saturday. Sunday, periods of rain. I think they'll begin to taper off by midday. So around 2, 3 o'clock, it should be tapering off, mid-50s. Then a sunny, windy Monday, 65 to 70, and Tuesday's going to be sunny, in the 70s, warm week, next week, get ready.
So my brother and all my friends and stuff that are right now vacationing in the Carolinas, they might as well come back here for next week.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if they're paying for rental and everything down there, they might as well stay there. Because if it's going to be warm here, it's going to be warm there.
My brother bought another house down there.
Oh, okay.
You could have never predicted to me that my brother Mark would wind up living in South Carolina. Now, maybe, Georgia, the coast of Georgia, or maybe, but I never would have, but he, to buy a car there, you know, when he bought his first car there.
Yeah.
Sounded like Connecticut. Bought a car at the dealership, got the plates, was registered and everything, and there was no tax.
No tax.
So he saved thousands of dollars, and he was able to do everything right at the car dealership.
Wow. That's a nice little bundle.
It is. I mean, that's never going to happen up here in New York or Connecticut. So what the heck? And my friend who lives out, Barry, who lives out in the Midwest, he lives out in Indianapolis. 2 days ago, he sent a picture of his backyard. He's got a beautiful pond in his backyard. There was about 3 or 4 inches of snow, right?
Yeah.
Then he sent a picture of that same pond about 9 hours later in the afternoon. Beautiful sunshine and all the snow is gone.
Yep, that's how it goes, doesn't it?
Well, that's what happened around here that during that storm. Temperature went from 65. We had the heavy rain, heavy hail, heavy winds, then all of a sudden that died down to snow showers, and then the snow showers turned back into a sunny day, all in 2.5 hours.
it was pretty incredible. Yep, but you know, that's what keeps things interesting, especially for yours truly.
Hey, SpaceX, they sent those 4 astronauts. They took off this morning heading towards the space station.
Wow, that's great.
They're up.
So, I hope we make as much progress with this virus as they are with space.
Well, we're not doing that bad. Connecticut is down to 1.27, I think it's 1.27% now, which is very, very good. Even New York's improving. The rest of the world, there's some places in the rest of the world that aren't. So,
like India.
And India is one of the big vaccine makers in the world. Do you realize that?
I didn't know that, but from what I heard, the reason it's so bad there is they said they have been laxed on vaccination and you know, social distancing and masks and all of that.
Well, they're back on lockdown because Arjun Singh, who does a show with us once a month, he lives in Jaisalmer, India. They're back on lockdown in India, total lockdown. So,
wow.
And we're doing just exactly opposite. We're opening up here, so we'll see what happens. But let's hope those vaccinations hold through. And you know, I hear some people complaining, "Oh, we're going to have to get booster shots." Hey, you get a flu shot every year, so instead of the flu shot, you're going to get this shot every year. Quit complaining, you know.
Well, I mean, again, what's the alternative?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
People don't look at that. People just don't look at that at all.
So anyway, so we made it through another week, Pat.
We sure did.
And you've got Pat never has a quiet weekend. You've obviously got a busy weekend schedule.
This weekend is just much too hectic for me. Yeah. And it starts tonight, and it doesn't end until Sunday night. So a lot of things to do, but hopefully after this weekend, well, I was going to say hopefully it'll calm down. It won't. There's Mother's Day the following weekend, and then there's our movie premiere the weekend after that.
A busy man you are, Pat.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll speak to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, do the same, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.